Oh, yeah. I win again. Come on, don't play shy now, Kaylin. Take off that blouse. Courtney squealed, giggling as she showed her flatmate her winning cards. It was a dull night, and with no plans to speak of, both young women had decided to have a bit of fun together. After taking a few shots and thinking back on their college days, the idea of playing strip poker, and maybe even indulging in a silly game of truth or dare, seemed not only like a great idea, but also as the perfect chance. The perfect chance of what? Of finally finding an excuse to become even more than friends? More than flatmates? Though Courtney was openly gay, Kaylin wasn't completely out of the closet yet. Sure, she admitted to having experimented here and there, and she was hardly shy about her sexuality, yet she had never been in a relationship with a woman. And since they both secretly wanted far more than just a one-night stand out of their relationship, Kaylin needed a little push to admit her feelings for her friend, and actually, who she had always thought was a seriously hot item. The strip poker had begun innocently enough, as it usually did, removing shoes, socks, necklaces, and other small details that prevented them from taking off anything substantial. Yet the more they drank, the more daring the two girls got. And as they flushed and giggled, items of clothes began hitting the floor. "My God, you look so good in that bra," Courtney gasped, staring openly at her stunning flatmate. Kaylin looked gorgeous. She was so petite, so pretty, with those small yet firm boobs, those slim hips, and her brown hair cascading so prettily down her small shoulders. Courtney wanted to eat her up like a chocolate cupcake, and she slid closer to her friend, gently rolling her fingers lovingly over her now bare stomach. "Well, you don't look half bad yourself," Kaylin giggled right back, watching Courtney sitting there without her shorts on, though she still kept the panties and t-shirt on. What made this more tantalizing was that the brunette noticed her blonde flatmate wasn't wearing a bra at all. So when the time came to lose her top, Courtney would get to see those gorgeous breasts. While Kaylin was petite and girly, Courtney was taller, more athletic. She was somewhat of an athlete, going for a jog every single morning, and it showed. Her hair was blonde and short, and she had the most stunning blue eyes Courtney had ever seen. The next round had Courtney losing, and Kaylin giggled softly, covering her eyes as she tried to compose herself. Oh, she failed miserably. "I'm the one who has to get naked on top, and you're getting nervous?" Courtney chuckled, teasing her friend as she rushed her hands playfully over her black panties and her white tank top. "So, should I take it off?" Kaylin inhaled slowly and leaned in closer, staring deep into her friend's eyes as she whispered, "I'll trade you. You don't have to take off either, if you kiss me." Kaylin held Courtney's stare, and the silence between them was so wonderfully tense in the best way possible. They weren't uncomfortable, nor confused, but rather enjoying this last moment of anticipation before their lips finally met. "Oh, gorgeous, you have yourself a deal," Courtney cooed, and within a heartbeat, their lips were together, tongues dancing over one another with a sensual, tantalizing aching that seemed to threaten burning both of them alive. When the kiss finally broke off, their lips were puffy and sensitive, and both young women were out of breath, aching for more, so much more. Courtney's fingers rolled sensually up and down Kaylin's stomach, the hem of her bra, and then she playfully gave those erect little nipples a pinch over the silky fabric. Hey, Kaylin giggled, somewhere between moaning and gasping, flushing further than before, yet not moving an inch away. She wanted this so badly. Hey, it's Taylor here. I hope you enjoyed tonight's story. An even juicier part 2 is waiting for you over on my Patreon page. There you'll find even hotter bonus audio stories every week, early uploads, plus other benefits like voting which stories you would like next, and bespoke stories personally tailored to your fantasies. So jump on board and join in the fun. I'll see you there.